And it might, we might be in delay. We might be hearing 8 seconds behind. Are we hearing live, or what are we hearing? Live feed. He's probably still trying to find it. Jay is hustling over there to hit the legal.
KBZT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.
All right, Chris, and you can pot that down. You can pot that down for me. Okay, so we are standing on top of the parking structure where all the M1s are. M1s, if you're here, make noise. We are at 1615 Murray Canyon Road. It is Mikey Thon. And what you can do is you can come down here. You park on the street, come up to the very top, get in the elevator, come up to the top floor. That's where we are. And we are encouraging people to drive by right now that have their cars decorated in Mikey Show stuff. 1615 Murray Canyon Road. We already saw somebody drive by, and they had their car all decked out. That's so amazing. Come by again.
There's a picture of us on their car.
Yeah.
Is there really?
Indiana Jugs, I see.
That's hysterical.
Mikey Thon on the back there.
Mikey Thon written
he's
on the back.
Oh,
yeah, there he is. He's got Rady Children's Hospital on the back. He's got a big Toyota truck. It says Mikey Thon on the back. He's got his whole truck decked out. The winner, the person that has decorated their car with the best sort of Mikey Show flair, is going to get a $200 grill from Barbecues Galore. This is the Parade of Mikey Thon vehicles.
Wow.
You got to have Mikey Thon on your car. You got to have Mikey Show. You got to have FM 94.9 on your car.
Mike.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's probably one, other than the Rose Bowl and the Rose Parade.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl Parade and other than the Macy's Thanksgiving Day.
Macy's is kind of like second
pretty impressive.
Place.
Other than the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade,
look here
I'd
they
say,
come. Here they
come
again.
Okay,
look at all. Look at all of them.
Here they come again.
Here comes the same one.
Oh yes,
that we saw before.
Are you sure it's the same one?
I do believe that it is the same vehicle, but
I think
we're gonna give it time.
Yep.
You never know. There are people that are clamoring to get to 1615 Murray Canyon Road right now to show us their flair. They're Mikey Show flair. I'm going to pull the curtain back a bit.
Do it.
We had an over-under on the amount of cars that we would get. The over-under was 15,000. No, that's not right. The over-under was 1,500. No, that's not right.
No, close.
The over-under was 150.
Nope.
No,
nope.
That right is either. Not right. The over-under was 15 cars.
Yes.
I took the under.
I took the under.
Woods took the under. Lauren, what did you take?
I took the over.
You took the over.
I set the bar,
the
and then I took the over.
Yes. That's right. Yeah. Sienna?
Jay took the way over.
I absolutely took the under.
And Jay?
Over.
Dramatically took the over.
Yes.
Emphatically.
It's going to happen.
And dramatically.
Emphatically and dramatically said, guys, you are insane.
You know,
y'all are crazy.
The weather really held cars up, is what I'm saying.
I think that could be it. There is a light drizzle.
All these cars you see down here now were decorated up earlier.
Yeah.
And the water washed it off.
That could be it. That could be it.
Where are the people that own the cars?
Maybe the float kind of disintegrated a little bit from
the rain. Yep, that was
it. Well, should we call the winner now, or do you think
I think we should.
Oh,
it's
gonna
be tough.
Tough, right?
It's tough. Okay. Do you guys like car number one? Car number one.
Let's do it by show of applause.
Car number one. All right, guys. If you like car number one, let's hear it.
That's pretty good. That was strong.
Yeah.
Well, okay. If you like car number one, let's hear it.
Ooh.
That was strong too.
Yeah. Wow. A couple boos for car one.
Booze. That hurts, guys.
And if you like car number one, let's hear it.
Huh.
It's unanimous.
I think it is.
Car number one wins.
Yeah!
Just won himself a $200 e-grill from Barbecues Galore. Congratulations. He is now taking a victory lap.
Honk it up, kid.
Yeah, honk it.
Yeah.
There you go. Really?
Man, that is a great job.
Really wonderful.
Really
don't forget, tonight we're going to set a world record.
I can't wait.
Let's set the over-under on that one.
Yeah. I say
a million. Oh my
god. I'll take the under.
I'll take the under. Million?
It's going to be huge, guys.
Jay,
come on.
It's going to be huge. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Woods and I are going to go back to the studio. Jay, Lauren, and Sienna are going to vamp down here till we get up to the studio. And then you guys are going to come back up. You guys should get under the canopy. So we're putting these down. And you girls and you fella, you vamp.
Yeah, let's... Oh, that is better.
All right.
So we're going to walk back over the stage.
Shelter.
So you guys want to hear a dirty joke?
Yes!
No! Does Mikey and Woods walk away holding hands?
Oh, yeah. They
weird have. How they broke up and went together, didn't it?
I feel really bad. If you have not gotten your ear pierced before, Woods' piercing is the thickest I've ever seen.
Oh,
wow.
I said his piercing.
In his ear,
gauge.
Too.
Yeah.
His piercing. The gauge. How do you get up here?
There's
a stage.
We get up
really
the stairs?
You can walk around to the side or I can give you a hand. Nope. Yeah. Thanks for coming out early.
That was almost real bad.
Okay, are you guys having fun, those of you that are here? Now, Tor Pasta is here hooking up food right now. They're cooking it. Sandwiches with pasta in it. Have you guys had some yet?
Divine Possibilities.
You did? Is it delicious? Divine Possibilities. Oh, so
hooking
delicious.
Up the M1s.
Uh-huh. It smells really good.
If you want to come down, you may be like, okay, it's kind of rainy and drizzly. Well, we have a humongous tent. How big is it, Jay?
It's supposed to be 2 20-by-20 tents, so 40.
Yeah, there's heat lamps. We have couches set up under the tents. This is going to be big, and it's for 28 hours.
It's kind of like a nightclub in there. There's like lounges. There's a heater.
Uh-huh.
There's like some house music, food.
We're going to be showing the movie out here tonight. So the if you don't have the movie, you can just come down here and watch it. It starts at 10. We're starting off with Dirty Dancing.
Uh-huh. And there's a huge stage, like we said, which is what we're standing on right now. And at 5:30, in the 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock hour, you don't want to miss it. If you can be here, be here. Because what are you doing, LOB?
I will be singing
a live performance
of Santa Baby.
Woo!
And I use the term singing very loosely.
And your boyfriend, Matt Commerce, will be in the house.
He will be in the house.
And I hear Eskimo Blue Waters may be here.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Dave Matthews that lives in our studio. He'll be out here.
I really hope he puts clothes on this time.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think so.
And Mikey will not tell us what he's doing, but he has a big surprise at 5 o'clock.
Huge.
We've been guessing, but I have no idea.
All he says is that it's going to embarrass him.
Yes.
And it's going to delight us. So I'm guessing all the listeners are going to find great enjoyment
maybe
out of
it's
his
a,
embarrassment.
Maybe it's a hugging contest with Woods.
No.
You don't think so?
They do that every day. It's kind of the norm.
Not much of a contest then.
No.
And then the movies start at 10, which, like Jay said, we'll be showing them out here in the studio. Some people will be in there watching it with us.
Right.
Dirty Dancing, Waterworld, Rent Them. You're going to want to watch it with us at the same time. And a lot.
Yeah, I think at like 2 in the morning, I'll be doing a stand-up set. I'll keep it clean if I can.
Are you nervous? Never done it on the radio before.
I've never done it on the radio.
It's going to be a first.
I think at that point I'll be delirious, so hopefully I will not cuss. And then Woods is going to do a couple songs, sing real sweetly for us, play the guitar.
Do you think it will be Sade?
That or Taylor Swift.
Oh my, it's going to be Taylor Swift!
All right, guys, we're here. You can come on back up. We are here.
We are here.
So they are coming back up here now. Woods?
Yeah.
I've been doing radio 23 years.
Okay. I've been doing radio a year, almost.
Virtually the same.
Virtually the same.
Maybe the worst showing for a parade I've ever seen.
I mean, it could only be worse if one less showed up. That's the only way it could have been worse, is if one less guy said, you know what? They would decorate my car.
There was one car there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked for the world record we're setting tonight.
That's right.
Do you think that we will set that world record?
Mike, I will bet you. I'll bet you anything you want.
What if I said you have to give me like your prize guitar?
Done.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know what the number is. I know what the number is. And it's not a lot, but it ain't six.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the odds are not in our favor. So I play the odds. Okay, the weather, the Charger game, I say that we're toast on that.
All we're trying to do tonight is have people come down here and honk jingle bells.
Yep.
That's all we need you to do. And the person that, you know, we're going to have enough people out there that we set a world record for it. 570-1949 is our number. And you can also text 949Mikey@gmail.com. It's Mikeython 2010. And the weather is going to change. This we know. The weather that we're seeing right now is going to be turning into either sunshine or clouds, and it will be happening soon. In fact, they say that it should be sunshine by about 10 a.m.
Nice.
Yeah, we should have sunshine by at least 10 a.m.
What time is it?
It is 8:15.
Okay.
So in terms of us, you know, we only have 26 hours, 45 more minutes. And then we're in the clear.
I'm really glad we did the ear piercing at hour number two.
Yeah.
So that way, I get to stretch that throb that's going on in my ear.
Yeah.
I get to stretch it out. And then this weekend, I get to, like, clean, like, this wound with stuff and have a big hole in my ear. It's rad.
You know, the other cool thing is that sucker didn't hurt going in, did it?
Yeah, and the capper is that it just looks so it's elegant.
Elegant.
It's elegant is what it is. Can you see it dangling from beneath my headphone? Oh, yeah, you can.
I can. I can. Here's Peck. He's giving you the thing. Thank you. Sweet. Thank you, Peck. Appreciate it.
Here's all your swag.
Thank you very much.
Sweet.
Towels,
thank you.
T-shirts.
Thank you, man.
Stickers.
Woods is putting another one in his other ear. He's got a hole in the other ear. You sure that thing hasn't closed up, buddy?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi.
There's Sienna.
Woo!
Okay.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Woods is trying to he's trying to put an earring in his other ear. Oh, wow.
Why?
I don't know, because I guess he wants to have two to make it, like, look normal.
My husband had his pierced, like, when he was 12 or something, and you can still put an earring through it.
Yeah, so I can. I just can't.
Yeah, me too.
That one's a thicker mirror. Gauge.
It's thicker gauge. Kick ass. Oh, no, I got it.
Peck offered to put it in, but he said, no, I'll do it myself.
Look at all these things.
Okay. Oh, wow, Woods.
Oh, yeah, it's thick. It's too thick. Do you have anything thinner?
No.
He's like, this is for little kids anyway. Yeah, oh, well.
All right, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Woods with an earring is weird.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Can you bring these to us?
Yeah.
Is there any way for us to figure out how much money has been raised?
Jared is going to call me with some numbers, but we can look at the numbers for the donations online.
How do you do that?
I can tell you real quick here. Where you click on Donate Now.
Uh-huh.
And then on mine, it has on the right-hand side, it says, funds raised.
$745. Yeah. That's cool,
Woo!
Man. We've raised $745. Now, this is what I want you to do right now. I want you to go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com. Go to MikeyShow.com. And when you get there, you'll see a place right at the top of the page where you could click and download now. And, donate now, and you can donate to Rady Children's Hospital and their Autism Discovery Institute. You're going to see a picture of my son, Jake, right there when you go to donate. And, it's really, really great, man. We're really hoping that a lot of people will do this. We're going to be on the air for 28 hours trying to raise some money. And, also if you go to MikeyShow.com and you click on that donate now area, you can see all the different things that we have up for auction. Dinner at my house provided by Pamplemousse, with all the members of the show. Also Silver Sun pickups, autograph poster. We've got stuff from Muse, Cage the Elephant, Manny Pacquiao, Gary Hoey autograph guitar, a year of flowers from Pro Flowers. So we got a lot of stuff that people can do and ways that people can donate. So we'd love to have you do that. And also, we're inviting you down here. You can come down and join everybody on top of the parking structure. We're at 1615 Murray Canyon Road, and love to have you come down here and check it out.
Mike, when you said we had stuff from Muse, what did you mean to say?
Muse!
There you go. Okay. You scared me to death, my man.
Let's see, Muse. let's see. What do we got for you?
Oh, boy.
A lot.
We have a lot.
I just pierced my ear, so... Reach in your wallets and make a donation. My ear is pierced.
Oh, and he has headphones over it.
Yeah, and it's a giant earring.
Our
make
sandwiches
it right.
are here.
Oh, nice.
Can we eat them?
Very nice.
There's a lot of sandwiches in there.
Very good.
I love them.
You ever eat a meatball sandwich at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
All the time, actually.
I will be doing a special surprise at 5 p.m.
Oh, boy.
Out on the stage, and we do not want you to miss it. You're going to want to be here for that.
Lauren and I were just talking about how jam-packed your 5 o'clock hour is.
Oh, yeah.
And 6 o'clock.
Yeah, because after I do my little surprise, we are going to have Woods doing Dave Matthews on stage. He's going to do Crash. And yes. Then you're going to see Santa Baby performed live by L.O.B.
Yep.
How about that?
Put it all out there for you.
5:30. Mikey Show's Got Talent. If you want to do a talent thing, and get down here at 5:30 and do your talent for us. Movies are at 10 o'clock tonight. Waterworld and Dirty Dancing. Now, it's really awesome the way that we'll do it. Go get the movies Waterworld or Dirty Dancing. I suggest you get them now because they will be gone. We will clear those movies out in San Diego County. So rent them or buy them. We will put the DVD in the DVD machine. And we will say 1, 2, 3, play. And when we do that, that's when you hit play. And it's very, very easy. You'll be able to watch the movie along with us while we make fun of it. Okay. So do you have a list of the 10
right
things?
There.
And a list? Okay, this is pretty good. 10 things to do. If she's about to divorce you.
Oh, oh, wow.
Well, they're good things.
Oh, okay. To stop her from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, let her be. Okay?
Ooh.
Respect her need to kind of process by herself. If she wants your input, she'll ask for it. I've known guys that have gone through divorces. They just press and press and press. Yeah. Pushes them further away.
Yep.
So you... Let her alone. Number two, the fact that you blew it as badly as you did gives you zero talking rights. If she wants you to talk, she will.
This sounds like the guy had done something really bad. Mm-hmm. If you're going to just let her be, right?
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, this is you know, assuming that that's the case.
Yeah.
Number three, be attentive. Right now, it's all about her. So you need to be very attentive. You reduce your needs to just her. Whatever, whenever she needs it, you provide it. Number four, be honest. Don't try to excuse or explain or justify whatever it is that you did to screw up. Now, this is sound like, you know, sounds like a cheating thing or something like that.
Yeah.
It could be.
Dude cheats or
yeah.
something. Number five, remain submissive.
Oh, perfect. Men are so good at that.
Mm-hmm. She's the boss now.
Oh, boy, isn't she always?
Keep letting her know how much you understand that. I didn't write this. This came from where? Like, probably Men's Magazine or Men's
Health. Health or something like that, yeah.
Jay's private archives.
Jay finds all these.
Number six says, mind your business, don't fall apart. Don't stop doing your laundry, shaving, stuff like that. Keep yourself together. Otherwise, she's going to be like, great. So he's a louse and he stinks.
Yeah. Why don't I want this guy around?
Number seven, start going to counseling. It's a great idea.
Counseling?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff is screwing up. Go to counseling.
Yeah.
Number eight, listen, listen, listen. Number nine, fix it. Stop doing whatever it is that you did. And if you drink too much, get help. And number 10, access your higher power. It says if you're religious or spiritual at all, time to avail yourself to that. I mean, to me, look like a leprechaun.
Right.
But I'd say go to that one first. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the deal is like this is if a dude has
cheated. It sounds like the guy cheated or something, yeah. And that this is a list. Like, look, if you did this, you're in the doghouse. At yeah. least yeah. give your wife these things so that maybe she'll forgive you.
Or any number of things he's done to put himself maybe in the doghouse.
Preemptively contact an attorney, but that's yeah. oh, saying wow. preemptively maybe get your Swiss bank accounts in line and get some ducks in a row just in case.
M1.
You want prenup.
Yeah.
M1 Billy from Kearney Mesa.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, guys. I just read your top 10 list there, and I got a couple that I think I could add for my 2 cents. And you have a little bit of time?
Yes, we have 27 hours.
27 hours.
26 hours.
All right, I've been through two divorces, so I think I've become quite the expert. But here you go, what I got here. Get ready for a better life, because it is party time. As I kind of look at it.
Wait, get ready for what?
A better life.
Wait, after you get a divorce?
After you get a divorce.
So why do you keep getting remarried?
Why did you get married again then if it was such a better life?
Because I got drunk and got stupid and asked someone to marry me again.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know? Boy.
So you got to abstain from that. Okay, number two I got here is play your music as loud as you want and often. And no.
What?
Woods does that anyway.
I do that anyway.
It's true. It's true. And what good is that going to do?
Yeah.
What good is it going to do?
Yeah.
It's going to give me a little peace of mind, and I can kind of do what I want in my own little domain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then here's another one if you really want to piss her off. Buy her a good pen, because when you're sitting at that table signing the paperwork, you know, go to a novelty shop and buy one of those pens where you got the little hottie there that exposes herself as you pick the pen up to write. Kind of,
oh, my gosh. You ever bitter?
You ever just been bitter?
Yeah, just bitter?
What? Scorned.
A little bit, sure, yeah.
Now, when you got divorced, did she leave you?
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
I can't imagine.
Thanks a lot. Both of them. But you know what?
Did you cheat?
I did not cheat, no. No, I'm actually a pretty good guy.
Yeah. Well,
he
listen.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah?
He does.
You know, you definitely have your take on it. I am an advocate for staying together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big time advocate for staying together. But hey, listen, you know, sounds like you've been through the ringer, pal. You have a girlfriend now?
I am. I've got several people that I'm dating right now. Yes.
Nice.
That's why I think it's the better life going on right now.
By several, do you mean none, or do you mean one, or do you mean several? Are you really dating several women?
I'm really several. Yeah, women that I met in different areas.
Name their names.
Yeah, give me their names quickly.
Go.
Okay, I got Laurie. I got Denise. I got Kathy. I got Joanne. I've got, oh, my God.
Peggy. Lori.
Now, same again.
Yeah, same again. Same again. What? Who are they again?
Laurie, Kathy, Denise, Joanne. And then I've got a couple of other ones that...
Maybe he really is.
Maybe he does. Yeah. Maki, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Timmy, Tommy, time. Joey, Robbie, and Brian.
Which ones are they with?
Maki, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Davey, Robbie, and Brian.
How long did it take you to memorize that?
For 15 years.
Wow.
Matt Damon.
The Supremes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, dude, you sound like quite a character. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you update the MySpace. And
he's naming like 80. He's like, there's Madonna.
Yeah.
Cher. Janet.
Yep.
Cher.
Britney.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, if marriage doesn't work for you, then you have fun.
That's right.
Yeah, get out there.
I will. Absolutely.
All right,
if you don't want to hear the rest here, that's okay. I'll put it on MySpace for you.
Right? Thank you. Thanks, Billy.
Good man.
Right. 10-1
oh,
Billy.
That was funny.
You guys were giving him a hard time.
Sounded weird. Sounded very weird.
He's hurt. He's wounded.
He didn't sound weird. What he was saying sounded weird.
Yeah, I know.
Sounded very strange.
He's a wounded soldier.
I guess. 570.
Our sandwiches, your wife is delivering them to us.
Yeah. 570-1949 is our number.
You know what we can do?
Or text Mikey at 949Mikey@gmail.com.
Mikey Show Recast?
Oh, do you want to do it?
We should do the Mikey
Show.
Do
a Mikey Show Recast?
Idiot.
Let's do
turn
it.
Turn your microphone on, Woods.
Turn my microphone on. I hear, or my ear hurts.
Well, take it out.
I can't. He said it would be bad.
He said that you could, but you'd have to put some stuff
bleeding.
On it.
Bleeding.
Yeah, you put a Band-Aid on it.
I don't have any Band-Aid. Did you ever get your ear pierced? When you're a 35-year-old man with a thick musical note sticking out of your ear.
It looks like a musical note.
It looks like a bass clef.
It does.
Yeah, what's that thing called?
A treble clef?
Treble clef.
Yeah.
In my ear.
A musical note.
It's sticking out under my headphone.
Oh, my.
I can see it.
How about a stud? Even a little daisy or something would have been better.
Thank you to Divine Postabilities, voted best sandwich shop in San Diego 4 years in a row. Home of the pasta stuffed sandwich, 3545 Midway Drive in Point Loma. Torpasta.com for directions and menu. They brought up some delicious sandwiches. And, okay, so we're going to draw. We're going to draw names of all the people that are here in the studio. And we are going to, for 5 minutes, we are going to become that person. And so if, for instance, Lauren draws my name, then Lauren is going to have to be the host of the show. If I draw Woods' name, then I got to do sports. And by the way, we're going to do the same thing later in the day, only we're going to do it with our spouses. So our spouses will actually take our jobs later.
Are you excited about that, Rebecca? No. Jerk's mortified.
I have a question, you guys.
Yeah.
My wife is going to try to get here as soon as she can. Can we do it when she gets here? Or are we going to do it earlier?
What?
That.
It's on the schedule.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah, yeah. It's on the schedule. So we'll do it, I don't know, it's somewhere on
She's flying back, so.
Yeah. She's
on her way.
What time
is she
going to
be here?
I think she said she can be here by like 6:30 or 7-ish.
Tonight?
Yeah. Oh. Matt won't be here?
No.
Damn it. Oh, you guys can do it. I'll watch.
It's scheduled in the 4 o'clock hour.
I'll just dab my ear that's bleeding. I'll just sit over there and dab it and watch you guys. But I'll just take care of my wound.
Okay.
Big giant hole in my
yeah,
right
make
ear.
Feel really bad.
Maybe we can start to cross that bridge a little later.
Yeah.
What bridge?
What time? 4 o'clock? BFMC will be here, right?
He said he can come even earlier than that, but
right.
He can't stay past.
We'll get it taken care of.
Okay. Jay's wife's going to be here saying real creepy things.
100.
Wow.
Can't wait.
It's going to be great.
She's the most uncreepy person.
I know. I wonder
who is she married?
She's got it in her to say that stuff.
Whose Red Bull is that?
Not mine.
Yours.
It ain't mine.
I think it's Chris.
It's Cross.
Cross. Is that yours, Chris? The Red Bull?
He's not staying the whole time.
Oh, he's not staying the whole
time.
Yeah,
they have. Good. He and Will have like 8-hour shifts.
I was going to say.
Don't start.
You're going to crash.
That you will crash. I don't start drinking Red Bulls and energy drinks until about 4 a.m.
Oh, I'll be way ahead of that curve.
Well, you will pay for it.
Well, you know what's really good for
you ever
not,
done this?
Not crashing? No, oh, but yeah. Pasta sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so good.
It's delicious. It's delicious. 570-1949 is our number. You can call us or you can text 949Mikey@gmail.com.
So our names are in a hat.
All right, let's pick. I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pick. I got Woods.
Woods.
Okay. Who's picking next?
I am.
Go ahead.
Looks like I'm hosting the show, boys.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You got me. Sienna got me.
I want Sienna. I got L-O-B.
Don't sound so enthusiastic. Yeah,
I do. I can do Sienna. Yours is going to be a little tough.
Hey, guys, hurry up, man.
Hey, come on, man.
Come on. Let's get this started.
What are you doing?
That's me.
Yes, yeah.
Don't. Hey, Woods.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Woods, stop yawning.
I want to eat my enchilada sandwich.
Come on, guys. What are you doing?
Hey, you're not Mikey.
Who'd you get?
I got Jay.
Oh. That means I got Sienna.
Oh, be careful with the voice there.
Come on. Should we switch seats?
Yep.
Make it a little bit better?
Yeah, let's
do that. No way.
Let's switch seats.
Let's make it better.
Oh, this is great.
I love it.
I'm talking on the really... Oh, wow. I sound completely different on your microphone.
Yeah, my ear hurts.
All right, guys.
I'm ready.
All right, Essay. Want to play something? I have lots of buttons in front of me. I got a really nice laptop.
Hey, Maki. Hey, Maki. Yeah. I have a question.
See?
Wait, hang on a second.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on a second. Sienna's touching her own boobs.
I've got to milk these things.
You guys.
Oh,
you guys.
L.O.B., what's wrong?
I'm hungry.
L.O.B., get.
I'm hungry.
Sorry, guys. My mic was off.
Hey, don't just be pushing buttons. My man, my chair is so much more comfortable than Sienna's.
Hey, guys, I got an idea.
You're being inappropriate.
Hey, Maki. Would it be okay if we had like 14 cheerleaders come in here in like 5 minutes? I know I haven't talked to you about it, but
come
is that
on,
cool?
It's not on the schedule.
That is so inappropriate.
Hey, one person talks at a time.
Yeah. So hey, you want to hear some sports?
Yes.
That sounds good.
Finally gonna get our drinks on. Chicken, yeah.
Guys, in the news, Larry King to host one last hour to show tonight.
Hey, Juggs.
I'm just, is it not time?
Hey, Juggs, I was about to do my sports.
When's Todd getting here?
Well, that's because you have big Juggs.
All right, so anyway, let me do my.
All right.
Let me do my sports.
Really? For the Kayate?
Can't break character.
Oh, sorry.
You can't right, break character,
Hooters,
idiots.
Hooters, yum. Alright, let me do my sports.
Go, Woods. Woods, you go right ahead. Everyone else be quiet. The show's all about Woods.
Ever just get roasted real good? Great.
Are you a Mexican? Or a Mexican?
Alright, so looks like it's going to be a real barn burner tonight. Here at Qualcomm, you got the Chargers coming into town, Mikey. And
that's right. How many black guys are on that team?
There's a whole bunch, LLB, but you just keep it quiet while I finish this.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Ever? What was that? Where did that come from?
Oh my gosh, what was that?
AJ, ever just play 900 sound effects for no reason?
Hey, guys, where did that come from? What was that? What?
Anyway, so tonight, looks like the Chargers are taking on the, you know what? I don't even know. Hey. Yankees are doing great.
Hey.
They're really trying to get in the
free... Who took my Sharpie? Who took my Sharpie, man?
Mike, it's right
Hello,
in front of
lady.
You. It's right in front of you, Mike.
Oh, there's my Sharpie. Where's my second Sharpie?
It's over there, Mike. It's over there.
Hey, can we finish up because my ear's stopping? Hang on.
Yeah. Hang on. Oh. Uh-oh. He's with the thumbs, man. You should go to the doctor.
Can't ever just get...
Woods, you should eat more.
Can't ever just get real bad stomach on the air?
Keep what? Eating with me. Eat some Pop-Tarts.
What?
Woods.
What, Mike?
What?
I hurt stomach.
I like my men chunky.
What?
What? Hello?
Hey, LB. Hey, LB, get off your phone.
We're on the air.
Oh, we are?
I like boobs. I like them a lot.
So 5 minutes up. I'm dying. I'm dying.
Say we rotate.
Get back to my sandwich.
Hey, it's my show. I tell you.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
It's been 6 minutes.
We're finally gonna get our drinks on.
Okay.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah.
What do I do if I have to pee?
Hold it.
Kid don't like to be told what to do. What?
Then why'd you ask, man? Come on.
Uh-oh.
Hey. LB, you're spilling.
Oh, oops.
don't mess up LB's stuff in there.
Cuidado, man.
I don't even know what cuidado means.
Be careful.
All right.
You can come back.
Thank you. Because I'm losing my mind.
Holy cow.
I've never had more fun in my life.
Oh my gosh. Cuidado.
I think it means be careful.
Be careful.
Tener cuidado.
Well, there you go.
Back to our sandwiches.
That was our first ever Mikey Show recast. She got to hear what we sound like when we're being each
Did
other.
Did you hate it, Mike?
No, I actually had fun being Woods. It was kind of fun to be Woods for a second. Let's see. I have so much stuff. I have like overload of stuff that we can do.
We have lyrical chairs.
Yeah.
We have so much stuff. I don't even know what to throw out.
About news on sports, Mikey. What news on sports? Woods on sports.
Maybe you get your name right.
Well, let's see what you think about this. I know what Woods is going to think. This is an interview that just happened with Michael Vick.
I would love to have another dog in the future.
Oh my God.
You know, I think it would be a big step for me. in the rehabilitation process. I think just to, you know, have a pet in my household and to show people that I genuinely care and my love and my passion for animals, I think it'll be...
Come on, dude. The guy is saying right up front, I want to show people that I have got a love and compassion.
Yeah, you know, and Ted Bundy would have liked another girlfriend, too, but I just don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
you know?
But when people get re-entered into society, you don't just keep them away from people.
Yeah.
That's the point of jail.
Well, you know, like when pedophiles and stuff, they have to register, like registered sex offenders.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to be within a certain amount of a school or whatever.
But you know what? They would not let a rapist or a child molester, they wouldn't let him play in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, they won't let him have a dog either. It's part of his thing is that he cannot have dogs. Yeah,
for a reason, my man.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Outstanding. And, you know, if I ever have the opportunity again, then... you know, I'll never take it for granted.
Won't you? You're pushing the envelope, Mike, and I think it's a little too soon. Just because you're slinging some touchdowns and you're playing well, maybe not. Maybe don't poke the tiger. It's a little too soon. Like 15 years, okay, we'll talk about it. You're retired, you got your family, whatever. It's a little soon. It's not. You know what it is? He's kind of pooping in his hand and rubbing it in your face.
No, he's not.
Look what I got away with, and look what I want now.
He's trying to show you that he's compassionate.
I've seen his compassion.
Well, dude,
I've seen it. It's awesome.
You haven't seen it.
I have. I saw the pictures. It's disgusting.
You didn't see him with pictures.
And I feel like in his voice, you hear him. I don't know. It sounds sincere to me. It really does.
Oh, wow. I do feel a little bit bad, but can he have like a cat?
No. Maybe use baby steps?
Yeah. Like
you start with a turtle?
Maybe a gerbil?
Poor dog.
And a gerbil.
Walking into that house.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Let's see. We can do... Oh, I know what we should do.
Huh.
The famous friend call-in. Okay, so we'll start this now. And if anybody wants to participate, you can. Here's what we have up for grabs. Social Distortion tickets.
Wow.
To the sold-out Social D concert. All right, so here's the deal. Have your most famous friend call 619-570-1949. The most famous friend that we get to call in will win for their friend the Social Distortion tickets. Sold out show, and that's the deal. Want to let people know that just in the last 15 minutes, the total raised has already gone to $895, which is awesome.
Nice. Woo!
$895. We want to keep that going up. All you have to do is go to MikeyShow.com and you can give money. And also, there are auction items up there. We're auctioning off dinner at my house with all of us here on the show. And Pamplemousse is going to provide the dinner. It's going to be great. So get together. It's for four people. So get together some friends. Get together some, you know, get together a group of people and get in on this. It's going to be really, really cool. Do we have the... Top five movies of the decade.
Mm-hmm.
Top five movies of the decade. See if people agree with this. You may not. And this was a poll that was done. I don't know who did it. Does anybody know?
It was Paste Magazine.
Okay. These are the top five films of the decade. See if anybody agrees.
Can I guess?
Yeah, can you come to a microphone? I can barely hear you. Got to come over and mic.
She's so loud anyway.
I know. She's got the tiniest voice.
Lord of the Rings.
I would put it in there. 150,000% I would put that in there.
Would you?
I would, but it's not on the list.
Harry Potter?
Harry Potter is...
Wow.
Not on the list. Avatar's not on the list.
The Hangover.
Not on the list.
What? Lame list.
Top five movies of the decade.
Twilight. What?
The Princess Diaries.
Finding Nemo.
Yeah, decade. Is that that's
Shrek?
Decade?
Yeah,
I love Finding Nemo.
Number five, Memento.
Oh yeah, that's a good movie.
That was this decade?
Wow. 2000.
Okay, good movie.
Number four. No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
That's a good movie.
God, that's a good movie.
Number three, you're going to think this movie came out in the 90s. It came out in 2000. Almost Famous.
Oh, wow.
That's
one of my favorite, if not
It's a good
favorite.
Movie.
Number two, people are going to drastically disagree with this. There Will Be Blood. 2007. Loved it. Paul Thomas Anderson.
I know.
Great movie.
7 hours long.
Great movie.
Started good.
They say that the number one movie of the decade was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
It's a good movie, but not the top movie of the decade.
You ever way heady with your movies?
Lord of the Rings was just outside. I think it was movie six.
Never saw it.
You never saw Eternal Sunshine?
Nope.
You didn't miss much.
It's interesting.
Top films by year. 2000, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. 2001, Harry Potter.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
2000.
This is earnings.
Jim Carrey one?
How much money they earned.
Yeah.
Gross earnings.
Wow.
2000, Grinch Stole Christmas. 2001, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. 2002, Spider-Man. 2003, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. 2004, Shrek 2. These are the movies that made the most money that year.
I'm over so far.
2005, Star Wars, Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Greetings.
2006, Pirates of the Caribbean. Never seen any of those.
Me neither.
What?
Me neither.
You never saw Pirates of the Caribbean.
And I love Johnny Depp.
2007.
We know.
Top earning movie of 2007, Spider-Man 3.
Never saw it.
Me either.
I've never seen any of these.
2008, The Dark Knight. You've seen that.
Loved it.
2009, Avatar.
Nope.
And greetings. Let's see. We got Bird from Point Loma on the line. What's up, Woo! Bird?
So much, boys.
Bird is our surf report guy. What's going on, Bird?
I just figured I'd kind of call in so I could kind of rub shoulders of all the other famous people that I hang out with.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I hang out with you guys, don't I?
That's true.
Not bad.
Bird and I are going surfing next week, Bird.
I'm waiting for you guys, man. And once you get done with this marathon you guys are putting on, which is a pretty cool thing, I got all the time in the world to take you guys out first.
I had a kid. I can't
wait.
There you go.
Nice.
Going to be fun. How's everything going with you guys?
It's good, man. We're 2.5 hours in and feeling fine.
Want me to bring you something down? You know, anything I can bring you guys?
A bed.
Kombucha.
A hammock. You know?
Yeah. I need a new set of booties.
There you go.
Okay.
I need a winter suit. I have one, but I think there's a hole in it.
Like a longboard? 6'10 fish. Or...
Oh, 6'10 fish?
Yeah.
I'm not listening to you boys. I'm listening to the girls.
Of course.
That's it.
All right, Bird. Thank you, man.
Okay, man. Thank you, guys.
See you, brother.
All right, we'll see you.
Love that dude.
Yeah, we're looking for famous friends. If you have a famous friend that you can get to call into the show, you'll win Social Distortion tickets to the sold-out Social D concert.
And let me get my phone.
It doesn't have to be like right now, right? I mean, there's just work on getting them, or maybe you know someone who knows someone. If you can get them on the line.
You can get them on the line. 619-570-1949. It could be now, you know, in between now and whenever.
You have like only 26 hours or so to figure it out.
We do have a long time to go. Let's see. How about an email?
Okay.
You can do an email. Where are all my emails?
Email.
Are you the keeper of the stuff?
Lauren, L-O-B? Apparently, yeah.
Yeah? All right, I'm going to read you an email, and then people can call in about it. We will discuss. Mikey, I was hoping to get your input on something my son is going through. He's in second grade, and his teacher's always having the class read out loud, individually. My son's not the best reader and is now coming home really upset because his classmates always start laughing when it's his turn to read. I want to ask the teacher to stop having the kids read out loud, but my husband thinks that it's good for him.
Happy birthday.
He says it will make him a stronger reader. What do you guys think? M1 Sprite. Well,
I hated reading out loud. Hated it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think that some kids are good readers and some kids aren't. I get where Woods is coming from because it's like, well, how are you going to get better if you...
We should change the curriculum because your kid gets his feelings.
No,
you know,
you can still be you can become a better reader reading on your own. I don't know why you have to read out loud.
She said, I want the teacher not to have the kids read out loud anymore. Well, great.
Why doesn't she read out loud?
I want a 4-hour lunch. But I mean, it's like, you know, it helps. It's how you learn.
Yeah, it probably helps them.
I agree with you, Woods.
Yeah. I mean, here's the deal. She can go to the teacher and privately and say, listen, Billy doesn't like to read aloud. He's not very good. We're working with him at home. If you could cut him a little slack and not make him read in class, we're working on it.
Mm-hmm. Is there any M1 listening right now that thinks that it's okay to not have a kid read if he's a bad reader?
I
feel bad for him.
I do too.
Me too, but
I do too.
I was not a bad reader, but there were stronger readers, and no one, you know, and no matter what, I hated doing it.
Yeah.
And they're in second grade. You're still learning then. Like, yeah, why do you have to be reading in second grade?
Some problems with, like, dyslexia or
still,
stuttering.
Gotta do it.
Still,
like
you gotta
your
do it.
Your classmates are laughing at you. You know, like, that sucks.
Hey, listen, if your classmates are laughing at you, that's a teacher problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Teacher should be straightening that out.
They need to drop
the
hammer.
The mom should say something to the teacher about it.
Yeah.
I've got experiences, man. My brother was not the strongest reader in the world, and my father worked with him hours every night. Come home from work, long day, traffic,
yeah,
the whole bit, and he would sit, and he would work with my brother for hours. Mine was math. I loved to read. He would work with me till I would cry. I'd be so frustrated, weird, and he would sit patiently and work the stuff out with me. Greatest dad in the world. I got better at math. My brother got better at reading.
That's what
it takes pride
to be a parent. But why, like, you know, some kids have a weakness of reading. Some kids have a weakness of math, like you just said. But what about if the teacher said, okay, Stephen Woods, I want you to get up here, and I'm going to give you a math problem, and I want you to do it in front of the whole class.
They did. All the time.
They did?
Oh, all our algebra class? I used to have to go up there and do it at the board.
And if you didn't?
That's the deal. If you don't. You know, you can't do it. You can't do it.
They don't do. I don't think they do that anymore.
Well, bottom line, man, your kid has to learn. 570-1949. You can't just you can't give them a hall pass.
Yeah, if you shelter them from it, because they're going to have to do public presentations all through their schooling.
Put yourself in that teacher's shoes too. When a parent comes up and says, "Hey, listen, you know, I need you to not do the reading aloud thing anymore." You're like, really? This is our class. I'm a teacher. I know the curriculum. I know what works.
Yeah. But the teachers get hundreds of requests of telling them how to teach.
Sure.
M1 Anastasia from Santee.
Hi.
Hi.
Growing up, I had a lot of issues reading because I was slightly dyslexic, and my mom helped me out a lot. She would have me read out loud to her for about a half hour at night, and that helped me in class.
Exactly what Wood said.
Yeah, man.
But
you got to have a parent that gets in there, works with you, does the thing. You can't just tell the kids they don't have to do it.
But it's different reading out loud to your mom when she's helping you when you're in, as opposed to reading in front of a whole classmate of people that you're supposed to be friends with.
But it's all about confidence too. I mean, it's like I never felt comfortable stepping on the baseball field, but my dad used to throw me pop fly after pop fly after pop fly. You know, and it's just you got to practice.
M1 Lisa from San Diego.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. So I just want to, you know, disagree with making the kids read out loud in class. I think that amongst your peers, it's really intimidating, and it ruined my school life. I would make myself sick if I knew I had an oral report or I had to read in front of my peers. I think it should be more of a volunteer thing. You know, the kids can raise their hands if they want to. I don't know what the answer is, but I know that I would just have stomach aches knowing
okay,
that
you know what? Now, you're making me think of something here that's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Where in life do we have to read out loud? Maybe she's right.
I'm telling you.
Maybe in life we don't have to read out loud. Reading is important. Okay? Reading out loud, not important.
No.
You can still be a better reader on your own in your room.
Because
you know?
It teaches you to. So let's say you get a job.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to, at some point, I would guess, in most jobs, take something like a piece of paper, absorb the information, and then, you know, give that to somebody else.
That's not reading alone.
You're right, Woods, but why does it need to be when you're so young in second grade and still learning? Why can't it be when you're in middle school and you already developed that skill?
Why don't football players start playing football in 12th grade? Well, because you practice. Yeah, you learn how to do it.
The sooner you start, the better it is.
The better it is.
And I mean, still haven't seen an example, though, of why
or how
we're
going to
read out loud.
You read every day.
Because that's my thing.
Even when I was
out loud, I read.
I would read. You know, a lot of times it comes up in a meeting, like what it says. In a meeting, you get a chance, like, read it to everybody.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah, but that's
But think
not-
about it, you guys. If you're not the type of person. You either are the type of person that is gifted in speaking in front of people and reading things in front of people. If you are, that's what you're going to do. But if you're not going to do that. And so what's the point of having a kid have to read out loud, do a whole thing where he's reading out loud? It's not his gift.
Well, you know what, dude? Here's the thing, though. It's we can't let second graders decide what they want to do and what they don't want to do in school. Like, what is it? What are you in a college in a school in a commune? Like, I don't want to do PE.
But aren't
you,
down,
it's like you kind of have to.
Aren't you down the woods with maybe rethinking it?
I am all, if it's better, if we rethink it and it's better, great. Like I said, man, it's the parents' responsibility. It's really not even the teacher's responsibility. It's kind of the parents' responsibility to make sure your kid feels comfortable doing that. And the only way you do that is by working with them and practicing with them. Now, it doesn't always work, you know?
M1 Bob from Vista, what do you think?
Hey, well, you know, I think they should be able to go up front. I just wanted to tell about a class that I had once when I was sixth or seventh or eighth grade. It was like a math class, and if you always had to go up front, like I was hearing before, to do your problem, you know, up there. But at the way the teacher worked our class was everybody had their individual grades, but then there was a party at the end of the year where everybody, the collective grade of all the of everybody averaged out.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would want to help your classmate to get a better grade because you're going to have a better
that's cool.
party
that's a good idea.
At the end of the year.
That's rad.
And, so, like, if you're up there and you're having a problem, you've got your student, your fellow classmate saying, let me go up and help them. This is what you do. And then,
that's
and
rad.
Sit down, you know? And
yeah.
It's all the teacher and how she wants to teach.
I just remember, I mean, don't you remember the kid in your class that couldn't read very well?
Of
and
course.
Everyone else would be like,
of course. And it's
you
awful.
You know, and it's like, why have it
point?
If it's going to hurt someone? They can be better on their own, you know?
Will they?
Here's what goes on. Here's what goes on, because Jasper wasn't the best reader. They took him out and put him in a special reading group.
Yeah,
and boom, it turned it around for him. And now he's just like he he's out of control reading. He loves it.
That's awesome.
And no one would have known if it was just, you know, left up to the individual, because a teacher can't go from student to student because there's only one of her. So when you do it in a mass setting, everybody has a chance to kind of see where everybody is, and you do. She's teaching, so she has to find a way to figure out what their levels are.
Yep.
They did that in my school, and then that group of kids would go to the library.
Yeah.
And sit in a circle and read to each other.
It's awesome.
I still get sent to the library so often to read.
M1 Nicole from San Diego, last call on this. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was just thinking that in situations like this, it teaches children social skills. You're at such a young age where you're still developing in every way, and a really good way to teach a child something is by having them read out loud. It's a good thing for social skills.
Yeah.
Teach them how to talk. And,
sure.
You know.
Yeah,
I'm down with that. Hey, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, Jay, where did Jay go? Uh-oh.
Huh?
Mac, I had to run to the bathroom.
There he is. Hey, Jay,
yes.
Here's one thing that we'll need to do. As I play these...
We'll need to delete them?
Yes, sir. So this is the one that we did. So that one's got to come off. Just because I'm Ron Burgundy and I'll play it again.
I'm Ron.
Dr. Drew... talking about Miley Cyrus smoking a bong with salvia in it.
Yeah.
It does grow in Southern California. It goes all the way down the coast into Mexico. It's not a Mexican weed. It's actually a Southern Californian. And it's something that's a very, very powerful hallucinogen. It's been around for a long time. And people use it, obviously, to get high. People tend not to get addicted to it, but it's a dangerous drug. I mean, make no mistake about it. I've seen people... I don't want to suggest they do this, but I've seen people make a tea out of it and go into these encephalopathies where they don't come out for like 3 days.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's bad. Yeah.
They get a what?
They go to their esophagus.
Encephalophily.
Oh, Snuffleophagus was my favorite character on Sesame Street.
People
get locked in lock wards and they end up...
So it is something to be taken serious. It's not just a weed.
It is a weed, but it's not just a weed.
Yeah, yeah.
And, it's a real deal. Anything that causes a hallucination as its primary effect on your brain...
Yes.
You gotta watch out.
What did you think when you saw Miley Cyrus's video on TMZ?
People have been asking me, and I'm feeling guilty talking about it, because I don't know Miley. I feel bad for her. But I thought, God, if I were her father, the thing that you got to know is if you're a parent and you know a kid's doing drugs, if you become aware of it, you find the drugs, you see it, you see a video of it, you got a much more serious problem than you know.
Right.
So I would say just get help for her. This kid, her parents just broke up. Her career is changing. She's trying to set up a sense of herself away from Miley Cyrus.
I'm telling you, man, Miley Cyrus and everything you're seeing right now, it's all the buildup. You're watching the buildup right now.
To the fall?
To the fall,
yeah,
man. Like, ugly, the parents divorcing.
Yep.
And all of this stuff, like, it looks like a buildup to a bad thing.
It seems like deja vu of Lindsay Lohan almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's a good thing, but it's motivating some terrible
behavior.
What
about when you're with friends that video you and then sell it to TMZ?
I with horrible judgment, right? I mean, so her judgment wasn't in good shape to begin with to allow that to happen. So it's just, he looks at me as a kid that's in distress.
Same thing happened to Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's smoking weed, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's smoking a bong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Smoking a bong. Somebody took a picture of it. And then he lost some sponsors. Because you can't be really a bong-smoking Nike guy.
Right.
You know? It just doesn't work. 570-1949 is our number. What are we hiding? What are we hiding? Is there anything that we have never told one another? We've been together for a year. The Mikey Show is me, Sienna, Woodsy, Lauren O'Brien, Jay. Jay is the almost the most mysterious because he just says weird stuff every once in a while. But
he's in another room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's in another room. We don't know what he's up to.
So for your safety. What are we hiding between us?
What have we never said? What have we never told? There's got to be a story that we've never told. I'll do this and then we'll talk.
ABCT San Diego. You're listening to the Mikey Thon for Rady Children's Hospital on FM 94.9.
The following takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m.
25 hours to go.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
That's it?
Yeah, full day and 1 hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So at this time tomorrow, we'll have 1 hour left. By the way, the weather outside is clearing up.
Yep.
Looks nice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's starting to clear up. So if you want to come down here, 1615 Murray Canyon Road is where we're located. 1615 Murray Canyon Road. Park on the street. Go up to the top of the parking structure. We've got tents out there. We've got heat, you know, these big heaters out there to keep you warm. We've got a big stage set up out there. We're going to be going out and doing some stuff out there. So come on down and do that. So what are you hiding? Have you guys, is there any story that you've never told that you can reveal to us right now on the air? Any of you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I have one.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I have one, but I don't know if I should share.
Well, you have to now.
Wow, it's big.
Woods?
Nope.
You don't have... See, I'd almost believe that coming from Woods. Woods is kind of an open book. He tells everything.
Tell what needs to be told.
Oh, that creeped me out.
Yeah.
Especially with that earring that you have in your ear. Woods got his ear pierced an hour ago.
Oh, poor guy.
You know, I... No, hold on, yeah.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't have a story? No story? I got a story.
I have a story with supporting evidence.
Oh, wow. You have a story with supporting evidence?
Yeah. It falls into a realm of stuff I've talked about before, but...
Okay. Let's hear it.
It's not riveting, but I have... I've done various acting jobs.
Yeah.
Some of them are X-rated. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, what?
Whoa.
No. I had one.
She's like, I used to do amateur porn.
Yes. Skinamax. Skinamax.
I had one job where they do these things called stock videos, and they film you doing like regular average things. A lot of like the pharmaceutical commercials that you see will use, they weren't necessarily actors that were told, hey, you're going to be in a Valtrex commercial, and it's going to be this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
Sometimes they'll just film, like, people walking on the beach or doing whatever.
Right.
So I worked with this company, and I did some stock video where I was, like, over and over again, like, swimming in a pool and then having to, like, get out of the water and
right.
stuff like that. They had me doing sit-ups over and over again. It was kind of like a single girl's day at the house by herself.
Right.
And they really liked working with me, and they paid really well.
Yeah.
They're like, we want to do like a scene with you and a guy. Would you be comfortable like kissing and kind of like, you know, rolling around and just doing stuff like, you know, a day at the beach? And I was like, I don't think I could make it look really natural with someone I don't know, but I have a boyfriend. And they're like, is he like buff? Is he handsome? I was like, oh yeah, all that stuff. And he's a musician, so he's used to performing and stuff.
Oh my God.
So we did this we did this like all day long shoot.
Oh, I've never heard this story. I'm staring at her. I'm staring at Lauren right now like, oh my gosh, I've never heard this.
We did this shoot and the thing was
on the beach.
On the beach.
Were you in a bathing suit?
Yes.
San Diego?
So was he?
Yes. No, he was nude.
We're both in a bathing suit. We did a couple wardrobe changes, so we were like in dress, like dress.